Hey, this is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 279 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up, my friends? I hope you're doing amazing in every sense of the word, guys. I'm excited about this episode 279. It's crazy. We are creeping up on episode 300, which for me is a pretty damn big deal. I specifically remember we were getting to episode 50. I did something different. I thought that was kind of a mini milestone as I launched the podcast back in 2006. And then I recall episode 100. I recall episode 200, how I had Eric Stark on and we talked about the Holiday Mastermind and the impact we were going to have in raising a bunch of money for charity. And now we are approaching episode 300. It is so crazy how quickly time goes, especially when you're having fun and you're doing something that's extremely fulfilling. And, you know, it really just, it serves as a reminder, you know, and then I'm going to kind of share this thought, and I'm going to let you know exactly what we're going to cover on the podcast today. It serves as a reminder that, you know, oftentimes we underestimate how much we can get done in a relatively short amount of time. You know, if you hopefully you've already set your mark, your goals, and your target for 2019. If you haven't, you know, now's as good a time as any to really take the time and go through the, you know, spend that time by yourself and really thinking what's important to you, why it's important to you. And, you know, don't be overwhelmed by setting a 1-year target, a 1-year goal and thinking, oh, that's so far out there. Like, you know, the months go by quickly. Time goes by. Again, I launched this podcast June of 2016, and here we are, coming up on the 3-year mark. You know, we're about 5 months shy of the 3-year mark for this podcast episode, and we're going to have well over 300 podcast episodes published, which just blows my mind. And more importantly, it's just the impact that it has created on people. Anyway, just wanted to kind of share those quick thoughts with you. But guys, this episode, you know, I've had one of the questions that is constantly asked of me is, you know, hey, Alex, you go to all these events, you go to all these masterminds, you read these books, you connect with these high level people. What are the takeaways? Like, what are the lessons learned? And so I want to answer that question by, you know, I recently kind of, I don't even want to say dust it off because you're not that old, but I looked back at some of the notes that I've taken at some of these different events and conversations I've had with people over the last 6 months. And I want to kind of, some of these are going to be related and tied in, and some are going to be, you know, not related and just kind of going in a different direction. But I just want to share with you some of the things that have jumped out at me over the course of the last 3 to 6 months, that questions that, you know, you need to be asking yourself. And some of these questions you need to be asking your team. Some of these are just things to really think about and consider. And, you know, the quality of your life can be determined by the types of questions and the quality of the questions you ask yourself. I think, I don't know if that was Tony Robbins or in some book that I read that, but I really believe that, you know, it's about asking yourself the right questions, and your mind will search for ways to come up with the best answer possible, you know, and sometimes just kind of thinking, reflecting. That's why I'm a big fan of just meditating and trying to spend some quiet time, which I need to do a better job of doing is carving out that time for yourself. It's really, really important. But I don't know, probably 6 or 7 things here I just want to kind of throw at you. And like I said, some of these are tied and connected and others are not. But things you really want to just ask yourself and think about. Number one, okay, how can you, this is something I heard first, my buddy Ray, who heard it from Mark Evans, and something I recently heard at an event is, how can you make your business easy, lucrative, and fun? Okay, so ELF, think of the acronym ELF. How can you make the business easy, lucrative, and fun? So are you having fun in your business right now? Is it lucrative? You know, are you making money? Do you feel like it's a grind and it's so complicated? At times, I kind of feel like that, to be honest with you. You know, I look back at 2018 and even going back a year before that, 2017, a lot of the deals we closed were, they just, they were hairy. They got complicated with sellers. And, you know, I ask myself, why is that? You know, like what are we not doing, or what could we be doing better? How could we make the business more easy? You know, is it too complicated right now? Do we have too many systems, right? Is, you know, everybody talks about the importance of putting systems and automating the business. Is there just too much of that going on where it's actually backfired and it's made the business more complex now? You know, how can you make it lucrative? How can you generate more money? You know, I think the episode 277, you know, if you go to flipempire.com/episode277, I talked about thinking about multiple ways to profit from transactions. And I ripped off four or five different ways that you can create profit centers within your existing business and not having to go in a different direction. So, you know, how can you make the business easy, lucrative, and how can you make it fun? You know, how do you make it, how can you make it fun? And I'd like to kind of add, you know, have an impact as well, or leave behind some sort of legacy. So what can you do with your team members to make it fun? What type of competitive environment, healthy competitive environment, can you create weave is what I'm trying to say, weave into the fabric and the DNA of your business and your company. How do you make it easy, lucrative, and fun? So that's one question I think we should all be asking ourselves, myself included. Okay. Number two, this is a question to ask of your team. Okay. What are we not doing that we should be doing? Now, here's the caveat. When you ask this question, I've really made it a conscious effort to let my team members know that their voice will be heard. I want people challenging the status quo. I want people thinking of ways that they can improve and make their role more efficient. Because at some point, you know, nothing lasts forever. At some point, that person is probably going to transition into a different role, or maybe move on to a new company, whatever the case might be. They should be leaving that role better than what they found it. So how can we do things more? I've talked about this before. I got this from my buddy Frank, who was our EOS implementer. How can you do things faster, cheaper, more reliable, and more efficient without sacrificing quality or integrity? So along those same lines, ask your team members on a weekly basis, what are we not doing that we should be doing? Now, keep in mind, you're not always going to agree with them, but it's important that they feel heard, and you're not just dismissive, and you don't almost demotivate your employees from asking this question. Okay. You want to encourage and foster. That's why I think at Google, they have like these think pads or think walls up, and you know, you have people writing stuff. It's just a bunch of ideas. You want people getting that stuff out. That's really, really healthy for an organization or for a company. So, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to try to implement everything. Matter of fact, you're not going to implement most things, but you want to foster and encourage that type of thinking and that, you know, transparency, people being vulnerable and open, et cetera. Along the same lines is, you know, I've talked about in the past about doing weekly lead audit reviews and appointment audits and stuff. And, you know, when you're listening to the conversations that your team members are having with sellers, ask if those conversations are matching the company's core values, and ask if it's matching your culture. You know, if you're listening to a call that one of your team members is speaking with a seller, and they are kind of being like just short, possibly rude, or they're not thinking about that seller, and they're not treating them the way they would want to be treated. Or, you know, if they were going to refer their mother or grandmother over to your company, how would you want that person to be treated? Make sure that those conversations are being handled the way that you expect them to be handled, and that they match your company's core values. Okay. You know, so if you have a very friendly, customer service oriented approach, is that person treating that seller that way? Or could they be doing a better job? So make sure that when you're doing those weekly lead audit reviews, that you're monitoring not just what they're telling the seller, but how they're telling the seller. How are they making them feel? You know, ask your team members, hey, would you refer your mother, grandmother, or family member over to our company if they were going to sell their house? If the answer is no, a conversation needs to be had. Why not? Okay, and then get to work on fixing some of those challenges. Couple of the things I want to leave you with here is just some quotes, or one quote really. Good is the worst enemy of great. A friend of mine, Dr. David Phelps, somebody who I look up to, and I'm probably gonna have on the podcast here pretty soon. is, you know, he shared that in a recent talk, you know, good is the worst enemy of great. I've talked about in the past how I'm very allergic to average. I'm allergic to mediocrity. And, you know, you should be as well. If you're listening to this, chances are that, you know, that you're like me in that regard. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You're not just listening to this to hear my voice. You're listening to this because you want to improve your life. You want to improve your business. You want to get something out of this. And you want to strive to be great. You don't want to stay where you're at. Otherwise, you would not be listening to this podcast. I wouldn't be delivering this podcast if I wanted to stay where I was at, right? So good is the worst enemy of great. You know, communicate that to your team. Ask yourself if you have any mediocre players in your business. Do you have any mediocre players in your life? Because here's the truth of the matter, guys, is if you have mediocre players in your business, in your life, it's going to bring you down. It makes you... Have you ever seen when a really, really good team in any sport takes on a not so good team or an average team? Sometimes the really, really, really good team, even though, like, let's say the Vegas, and I'm not a gambler or anything, but like the Vegas odds have like these astronomical odds in the favor of the really, really good team, right? Have you often seen how the good team, they play down to the level of their competition, and they might squeak out a win, but when they should have blown out that team, they like barely get by, or it's a struggle, or sometimes they even lose. It's because they play down to the level of their competition. That's what mediocre players do. They're like a damn magnet. It's like a leech that they're trying to suck the greatness out of you. You know what I mean? So avoid mediocre players in your business. Avoid mediocre players in your life. Surround yourself with high level, big thinkers, just people that are out there making it happen, because the opposite, here's the good news, is that the opposite occurs. It raises your game when you surround yourself, or you're going to be like, you're essentially going to be exiled out. Like, you're just going to be like cut out of the equation if you're a mediocre player, because, you know, successful, like-minded people, big thinkers, they think the way that I'm talking right now, as far as like cutting out the mediocre players. And if you're a mediocre player and you're around successful people, you're either going to raise your game and you know, elevate yourself, or they're going to weed you out. Okay. So that's the last thing I want to kind of share with you here. And, you know, think about some of these things. Hopefully something jumped out at you that you can, you could take and move forward in your life and in your business. And that's all I got for you. I really want to encourage you guys to make sure to listen to part one and part two. Steve Cavanaugh actually interviewed me to his Southern Maryland Real Estate Investors Association. He runs a RIA. He lives in West Palm, but he travels back and forth. But this one we actually did on Facebook Live. So something a little different on the podcast. That's episode 276 and episode 278. And then just continue to plug into the podcast. Use the search bar. Put in different keywords in there of different types of content. And I encourage you, I mean, we have 279 episodes at this point. I mean, there's a lot of content on here, things that can really help your business. Just be very intentional about what you're looking for. Plug into the podcast. And if there's something that I can do a better job of, or a specific guest or area or topic you want me to cover, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. Let me know. And I look forward to delivering. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Have an awesome, awesome day. Go kick ass.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.